Chapter 11, Breathing. Breathing should be done with the stomach and not the chest. Proper breathing is important for two reasons. 1. Spare your neck muscles. Firstly, when breathing with the chest instead of your stomach, you will put tremendous strain on your neck muscles as they try to pull up the rib cage. And those muscles are exactly the muscles that are creating 90% of the symptoms for people with STO. The muscles are the sternocleid mastoid, the trapezius, the levator scapula, and the scalenes. You take between 15,000 to 20,000 breaths per day, and if you are breathing with your chest, then every single one of those breaths is having a negative impact on exactly those muscles that we are trying to relax. 2. Chest breathing and stress. Secondly, there is a strange connection between the way you breathe and stress. If you breathe with your chest, you are communicating to the body that there is a danger, and if you breathe with your stomach, you are telling the body that there is no danger. So in other words, you can actively influence the level of stress simply by breathing either with your chest or with your stomach. But this connection goes the other way as well, from stress to breath. If you feel relaxed, you will notice that you automatically start to breathe with your stomach. For example, when you're sitting in front of the TV in the evening after a long day at work, about to fall asleep, you will notice that your stomach starts moving up and down. So, since the effect goes both ways, your stress impacts your breathing and your breathing impacts your stress, it is easy to get stuck in a vicious circle of stress and chest breathing. You breathe with your chest, which makes your body stressed, which tells your body to breathe even more with the chest, which makes your body even more stressed, and so on. In the worst case, this leads to hyperventilation and panic attacks. But in a mild version, this is just making you chronically stressed. The good thing is that it is relatively easy to reverse this simply by forcing yourself to breathe with your stomach. You can kickstart a positive feedback loop just by forcing yourself to breathe with your stomach. Are you breathing with your chest? You know you are breathing with your stomach if your stomach moves up and down and your chest barely moves. This is most easily observed if you sit down. So this is the goal we are going for. But it might be easier said than done if you have been breathing with your chest all your life. Pulling your stomach in and breathing with your chest is very normal if you are self-aware about your stomach sticking out. Fortunately, it is possible to both breathe with your stomach and have a flat stomach at the same time. But maybe in the beginning, your ambition should be to only breathe correctly with your stomach when you are sitting down, when you feel it is less obvious how it looks. The inhalation is not an inhalation. To practice breathing with your stomach, rather than taking an inhalation, you should push out your stomach and try to make it look like the stomach of a fully pregnant woman. The area you should try to push out is that below of your belly button. If you do so, the rest of your stomach will follow. Focus on pushing out the stomach instead of taking an inhalation, and let your lungs inhale the air they want to. Do not try to inhale. Push out your stomach instead. If you try to inhale, you will probably just make an inhalation using your chest, as you've always done, and the key is pushing out your stomach as much as you can instead, and then letting the inhalation happen by itself as a side effect. The exhalation is not an exhalation. The exhalation also is not an exhalation. Rather, it is a letting go of your entire body. When letting go correctly, the exhalation takes about 1 second, and can be heard as a sigh from your nose or your mouth. In fact, if you are breathing correctly, you will sound like someone breathing heavily and relaxed right before they fall asleep in front of the TV. So after you have pushed out your stomach and filled it with air, you let go of all tension in your body and allow the air inside of you to release as quickly as it wants to. Do not try to control your exhalation, and do not try to push it out quicker than it wants to. This will release all the air in a single puff, and it does not matter much if the air leaves through the mouth or the nose. The letting go is a letting go of all tension in your body at once. In fact, if you are standing up and letting go correctly, your body would collapse on the floor. So practicing letting go should be done either lying down on your side with your legs pulled up, lying on your back with your legs pulled up, or sitting in a chair or sofa in a position where you can allow yourself to let go of all of the control of your body without falling off. Breathing like this is the body's natural relaxation breath. It will feel good, de-stress you, and relieve your neck muscles from the task of pulling up your rib cage 20 times per day, a completely unreasonable task for your small neck muscles. If exhaling like this, by giving up control of your body, feels overwhelming on a full exhalation, then practice smaller in-breaths. Just take a small inhalation of air and practice letting go on this. Maybe just inhale the amount of air that could fit inside a tennis ball and try to let go of that. This way of breathing, and especially the letting go, can be emotionally difficult for some people. If you are a control freak, then letting go of the control of your body can be enormously uncomfortable. Who knows what could happen when you let go of the control of your body, right? Some people have emotions sitting right below the surface, and if you are not controlling your breath, then these emotions can surface in an instant. If this is the case and you feel the need to cry, then do it. These emotions that you are holding down by controlling your breath are central to why you are sick. If you need help from a therapist, then find one where you can get a good cry. There needs not to be a reason for the crying other than the body's need to cry. Cry until there is no longer a need to cry, but don't try to force the cry. Trying to push yourself into negativity so that you can cry will not do you any good.